Look, there is the bridegroom. Go out to meet him. Lord, we thank you. I want to read in Daniel chapter 2, the end, where we can see what happens in the days of the ten toes. Daniel 2:24, it says, but and in the days of these kings, we have 10 kings with 10 nations. In the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Isn't that wonderful? Every kingdom in the statue was going down one time. It had a beginning and it had an end. Again a beginning, again an end. Beginning and an end. Even the time of democracy has a beginning, and don't think there will be an end. There will be an end, and the end will come soon. But in the end of the toe, the Lord says, there will be a kingdom that will never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall not be left to other people. The statue, the time of the nations, where different nations were ruling over Israel, that will have an end. There will be no other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdom, and it shall stand forever. Wow. That's what we prepare for today. That's what it's about. Isn't that wonderful? Do you still want to invest things into the world? Money, earn money, become rich, and have a house, and whatever, and do investments. If you read this, there will come an end to all these things. But the kingdom that will come soon, and this wonderful stone, will last forever. What we do today at this conference and in Zion is we invest in the coming kingdom, in the kingdom of Christ that is eternal. I don't know if you realize that. You think, oh, I'm coming to the conference and then I go home again. We want to prepare the coming of his kingdom. It's a kingdom of priests. How you saw it? That the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold. Isn't that wonderful? The great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. The Lord is letting us know. The dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure. Do you have any doubts about this clear word of God? This interpretation is not human interpretation, but it is from God, and it's steadfast, it's sure. It is God's word. And this word will come. So far, everything has happened from Babylon to today, as he said. And we're in the last section. We're at the beginning of the last 3.5 years. And our goal is that we are raptured to the heavenly Mount Zion before the beginning of the 3.5 years. Do you want to stay here when everything will be destroyed, when all the statue is destroyed? Look at the sixth seal and the trumpets and the bowls. Everything will be destroyed. Nothing will be left. All elements will burn from heat and dissolve. What kind of people do you have to be in holy walk and godliness? That's what it's about, that we can see that. Your kingdom come. Many pray that. But with this knowledge, we should pray that the stone comes down and destroys this whole statue. Don't you have a desire for this to happen? Oh, Lord Jesus, come quickly. That's not the only sign that the Lord has given us. This sign is for the nations, from Babylon to the beast, the Antichrist. But God also gives us signs about the people of Israel, not just the nations, but also about the people of Israel. The prophet of Daniel has seen so many things, not just chapter 2. But then, after God showed that this kingdom comes on this earth, then in chapter 9, there is the prophecy about the people of Israel, not about Babylon or Medo-Persians. That was chapter 2. But now it's about God's people. And this prophecy about the people of Israel is happening in this time, as it says there. And that's a second sure sign that the arrival of the Lord is soon. Many of you know Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. That's where the prophet says about 70 weeks. That's also a timeline. It's another timeline. 70 weeks. 490 years, because it's 70 weeks. A week is 7 years. There's one for the people of God, for the people of Israel. And these 490 years, you can read, have started a long time ago. And from this time to the coming of the Messiah, it's 69 weeks. Daniel, 500 years before Christ, he told them about the Messiah, about his coming, and he exactly prophesied the year when he will come. He prophesied about his first coming. That was at the end of the 69th week. That was a prophecy in Daniel 9. The end of the 69th week, Daniel said, the Messiah comes and he is crucified and he will cut off the land of the living. And then 69 weeks will be gone. And then he speaks of a coming king who will destroy the holy place. And he will come like a flood over the land of Israel. And that happened shortly after the death of Christ at the cross. Not even 30 years after, 70 past Christ, this king came, Titus the Roman, and he destroyed Israel completely and was victorious about them. And he destroyed Israel and he wiped it off the map. There was no more Israel, no more nation. That happened 70 past Christ. That's 1,900 years ago. That's what Daniel prophesied 500 years before. Don't you believe the scriptures? The word of God is so wonderful. It all happens. But God cannot complete his plan without the nation of Israel. God can only accomplish it with Israel. That was his eternal promise. That's why 1948, Israel was founded again. The nation that was wiped out by Titus was recovered in 1948. It was like resurrected. Mm-hmm. Even the Lord, when he was on this earth, talked about this day. When the fig tree blossoms and has leaves, then know that summer is coming. So after almost 1,900 years, Israel was founded again. There's almost 80 years passed from our point of view. Even before, at that time, the Lord said, if you see the fig tree blossom, Israel, then summer is close. Even Jesus said that since 80 years, the summer is close. You have to lift your heads. That's the reaction you should have after Israel was founded, because your redemption is close. If you hear that, I've heard this 73 times. But if the Lord says, when you see that summer's near, and that your redemption is close, that's a sign of the time. The nation is back. And shortly after, Jerusalem was conquered, Jerusalem, the city of the Lord. And 1967, the Lord was prophesied about it. So there will be a time that the nations will no longer trample Israel. And that's when the time of the nations end. The Lord recovered his city, Jerusalem. There was a big step towards the coming of Christ. And then 50 years later, that's close by, Jerusalem wasn't just conquered, but it was called the Eternal City. So it was the eternal capital of God. What a sign was that was announced by Trump. I hope this is fresh in your heart, although it's almost 10 years ago. How much longer can it be? Do you think there's so much time left? 3 years later, there was the accomplishment of Daniel 9 continued. Daniel 9 does not just talk about the king that comes to destroy Israel, but he also talks about the covenant of many. In 27, then he shall confirm a covenant with many. And we could testify of this covenant. 2020, 5 years ago, there was this covenant, this Abraham Accord were started. More nations were included in the covenant with Israel. It was mediated by the modern Cyrus. What a sign of times. Daniel talks about this last week. And he says, what this what the signs are for this last week. And his most important sign is the covenant of many. Yeah, what is concerning this week, there will be a covenant of many. And we saw that, this covenant of many. We are living in the beginning of the 7 years. This covenant is existent. And a few months ago, this covenant was continued. There was a short break in October 2020. There was a covenant in October 2025. 27 nations joined to have this peace covenant. It's a continuation of the Abraham Accords. This covenant is what Daniel talks about. It's close by. The 70th week is signified by the covenant with many. We live during this time, but before the next one can come, the last thing is the building of the third temple and the worshiping with animal sacrifices. These are the only two prophecies that are still missing. It's only these two things that are missing. Everything else is there. And for the building of the third temple, the Jewish people have prepared everything. Everything is there. The altar is there. The lampstand is prepared that they can build this third temple. Even the red cow is there, the red heifer. Maybe you think that's a little thing, but in Deuteronomy 19, in Numbers 19, it's impossible to have the priestly service without the cleansing from death. This red heifer didn't exist for 2,000 years. But in July, there was one red cow. It was without blemish. It was kosher. It was burnt. Even from a qualified priest who never visited a graveyard, who never was in a hospital, who never was touched by death, a son of Aaron from the Levitical tribe. And this young man testified that this priest testified that it was kosher. If the priest said, this one is pure and without blemish, it doesn't mean what the media say. It doesn't count what the media say. And after it was burnt, they collected the ashes through a pure man, how it says in Numbers. Isn't that wonderful? What a sign of the times. So everything has been prepared. So there's just the holy place needed, the third temple needed. And the Lord will accomplish this prophecy shortly. And then the way is free for the sacrifices, how it talks about in Daniel 9. It talks about the worshiping with animal sacrifice. That's missing right now, but it will come shortly, how it says in the Word of God. And don't think it will last forever. The time is close. There's just not just times of the nations, but also the signs of Israel. We have to see them. It would be a shame if we miss it. Now we have to mix it with faith. Not just the signs about the people of Israel. There's also wars and rumors of wars. And we have the creation that that waits for his coming. Yeah, the for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Yeah, when the sixth seal is being opened. I will read it to you. In Revelation, chapter 6, verse 12. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake. Who is starting? Not the a beast starts first. Not any other sign. The creation starts. The first thing that happens is a big earthquake that's global everywhere. Not just in the Middle East or Far East. Oh, if you read, oh, there's an earthquake in Far East. But it's going to be everywhere on this earth. And the sun, also the creation, became black as sackcloth of hair. And the moon became like blood. Mm-hmm. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth. The whole creation is involved. As a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. The wind also joins everything. Everybody joins. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it's shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. It's going to be a worldwide earthquake. The whole creation waits for this day. But it doesn't happen suddenly. And suddenly there's a big earthquake and no one notices it. But before the earth groans, the creation says, oh Lord Jesus, what are the people doing? It's groaning. What are the Christians doing? The creation groans. Can we hear this groaning? In Hosea, it says, Hosea 4, in verse 3, therefore the land will mourn, the earth will mourn. Don't think the trees are not mourning, and the mountains, they are mourning. And everyone who dwells there will waste away with the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. They're all mourning and groaning. Even the fish of the sea will be taken away. Can you imagine the whole the whole creation will be taken away. That's the groaning creation. In Leviticus 18:25, for the land is defiled, therefore I visit the punishment of its iniquity upon it, and the land vomits out its inhabitants. The land vomits out the earth. The earth cannot bear it anymore. When do you vomit? When you ate something that you can't digest, then you spit it out. That's what the creation does. The earth will soon vomit out its inhabitants. It won't be able to bear it anymore. Those who defile the earth, who break the laws, who break the natural laws even. Don't you think the land will not react? Do you think the earth doesn't mind and doesn't react? It's groaning and it's practicing for its day on the sixth of the sixth seal. And that's what we can see in this last time, even more. Especially this year, we can see how the creation is groaning and is preparing for the coming judgment. I just gave a few examples. The mega earthquake is coming closer. It's the biggest risk in Europe ever. Did you see that? That's in Turkey, near Istanbul. The earth crust, the tectonic plates, they've gotten stuck. They noticed it got stuck. And a few earthquakes that are increasing in intensity have started. And all the experts have said that these plates that are hooked in will be released soon. How many millions do live in Istanbul? That's just December and November. Oh, you think, oh, Istanbul is so far. It's an earthquake series in Saxony, where our Ulas, you're close. The saints from Thuringia, they're close to Saxony. Did they notice it? Even in Germany, the earth's practices. You think Saxony is so far? In Stuttgart, in the region of Essling, there was a small earthquake a few weeks ago during the night. There wasn't anything in the last few decades, and suddenly there was a little earthquake. Even the Stuttgart creation is groaning. And then they say, "Why? When do the Feinger go on?" Do we take this as the time to continue going on? there was a heavy earthquake in front of near Japan. Alaska, there was an earthquake of size 6. There was Bangladesh, Afghanistan. The list keeps going longer and longer. It's not just little earthquakes. There are also big earthquakes. Especially, you have the Pacific Ring of Fire. It has started coming back to life. There's a line of volcanoes that's a, like a ring around the Pacific. It's hundreds of volcanoes on the Earth and also under the sea. And even especially there, if one volcano gets activated, then there's a chain reaction. Then it's just a question of time until the next place starts reacting. And especially this year in this Ring of Fire, we had the biggest earthquake ever since measurement. That was in Kamchatka, the peninsula of Russia. There was a size 9 earthquake on the Richter scala. There were some tsunamis and ruptures. There was a huge damage during this peninsula. There was in July the earthquake. It was so that was so strong that even in Göttingen, in North Germany, the earth changed by 2 millimeters. It's 8,000 kilometers away in Kamchatka. And this earthquake, what happened, has activated this Ring of Fire. It's when this Ring of Fire is activated, then it's not so far from a worldwide earthquake. And there's a few volcanoes started spewing lava. For example, in the Philippines, there's kilometers high ashes that was in October, November, December. In Hawaii, there's a volcano who started its activity anew. In Indonesia, is it in ashes are covering, and in Neapel, they're preparing for an outbreak of the volcano. They fear that something will happen. You can keep going. And there's a volcano in Ethiopia who started first since 12,000 years to erupt. That's just a few weeks ago. In Etna on Sicily, Iran, there's a volcano that started after 700,000 years again. The creation starts reacting all over this earth because that's a sign of the time. It shows us that the sign, the coming of the Lord is near. And the most important thing is our attitude and our reaction. I don't know what you want to do with this word. It's good information, nice slides. Thank you for this entertainment. It's not entertainment. It's God's warning for his people. You don't need a writing on the wall anymore. We don't want to be an evil servant. He says, my Lord is staying away for long. But that's an evil heart. But today is the time to prepare, to have fear of God. The Lord gave us some more time, that this short time we can learn to serve priestly, to obey him, and to get rid of things we don't need and be cleansed from leaven and be purified and sanctified so we can stand before the Lord. And I hope and pray that this is not just information for us, but that we align our life to be pleasing to the Lord.